Hey, welcome in. Time to wrap up KER Politics. We're going to be having a new name on KER Politics, taking a totally different tact. More about that this coming week here. Right now, Dr. Frieda and I are chatting with a well-known producer and director. His name is Eddie Sanchez. Eddie is located right now in New York. Eddie is multiracial, but he is very, very attuned to the subject of discrimination. Could you elaborate on your knowledge and your feelings about racial discrimination for me, Eddie?
Yes, I feel like racial discrimination has been around since the beginning of time, basically. Yeah, I feel like it's gotten to the point that it's a culmination of things. It's gotten to the point that people are scared of police. We shouldn't be at that point. Police are here to help us, but I feel like we need to change. Something has to change. Too many people, too many African Americans, minorities are getting killed. We need to change something. It can't stay going the way it's going now.
No, I'm just thinking that's true. We need to be able to have police officers. Look what's going on around us with all this chaos. But we also have to have police officers who are responsible and can take these situations into hand without becoming criminals themselves and doing criminal acts. Why not? We need to be able to get rid of the wrong people and keep the right people in office. But I was just wondering, the reality here is that we need to also be able to look at what is going on in Portland, where it's more than 60 days already, and crime rates have gone up in every major city. $5.3 million extra has been spent on federal agents coming in because of the lack of police officers and the fear that police officers are having, and rightfully so. So we're in a state of chaos right now. And I'm just wondering, with all that's going on around us, with the money spent, $150,000 a year for each officer, what do you think would be a better way to handle all this with our country wanting less, wanting to defund the police officers, and yet we need policemen to protect us?
I feel like people don't understand, what the role of the police is. I think they were given too many tasks to take care of themselves. Honestly, when you have like a homeless guy in the street, you don't really need to send a police officer, maybe a social worker or somebody that can help him, maybe find a meal or something. I feel like we need the proper funds going to the right places because, again, they're putting the burden on all the police officers. They have to do a lot of things that they're not qualified to do. It's really about how they're not qualified to do certain jobs, and they shouldn't have to, and they're being forced to go deal with every type of emergency. They should be there to help us if somebody's being robbed or a threat to the people, not just, to take care of a homeless guy or to for everything, We rely on them for everything, and that's the wrong approach.
Mr. Sanchez, I have to tell you, I agree with you 1,000% on that one. The police are basically trained to serve and protect, as the saying goes. And I think serving and protecting, there are some areas where perhaps most police may not be 100% qualified to serve. And I agree with your comment 100% about in some instances, a bit of responsibility is needed on the part of someone who is active in that area. What do you feel, Eddie, in your opinion? Now, you've risen above racial prejudice, and I commend you for that, sir. What do you feel is a message that you would like to spread to young people today who feel they are being significantly picked on, for lack of better terms? What do you think?
Like I tell my children, if somebody doesn't like you or is picking on you for some particular reason, they're the ones with the problems, you know. I would definitely just keep doing the right thing, educate yourself. My message would be to really educate yourself and go to school and learn your rights as a person. You know, we're all people. We need to look at each other as people. I think that's the real problem, that people are taught to be, to have hatred towards other people, which that shouldn't be the case.
That's so true. And what we're looking at really now is having hatred towards the police officers. Would you believe that would happen? And what you said is very helpful. Rehabilitation. Take some money maybe and put it into other services as well. We need to befriend the police officers, not hate them. And, you know, the governor of Portland, Kate Brown, said that Trump's troops were behaving like an occupying army in Portland and are provoking unrest and heavy-handed tactics. That's her take on this, of trying to create some kind of law out of this chaos. But they're saying that the withdrawal of these federal agents demonstrations in downtown Portland really reduced tensions in the city overnight. And this was just came out a few hours ago. What do you think of that comment?
Well, basically, I feel like it's like martial law. When you have a lawless country, we send troops to China, Africa, the Congo. That's a good example. Basically, they have civil unrest, right? So you have people fighting other people, right? And the U.S. will send people down there, and the military, or in this case, the federal agents, their job is to not to be friends with people. Their job, they're going to be on the edge. They're going to be very nervous. So if anybody tries anything, they're going to be quick to put them down. So we shouldn't be sending federal officers into, you know, civilian places like Portland. I feel that's going to cause more of a problem. I feel like the state should be able to solve their own issues internally. We shouldn't have to rely on the federal government for that.
Mr. Sanchez, I have to say that I agree with you 1,000% on that one. States' rights is a very important issue. The situations in both Seattle, Washington, and Portland, Oregon, have been exasperated, in my opinion, by the inclusion, for lack of better terms, of federal law enforcement officers. We have a very tenuous situation right now. We only have about 2 minutes left here, actually just a shade under 2 minutes. I respect your opinion, Mr. Sanchez, and I would like for you to give a final message to young people who feel they are being discriminated against, which would encapsulate your personal feelings on this, sir.
Okay. I feel like the younger students, the younger generation should, again, educate yourself. That's the only way to get through in life, is just heavily educate yourself. And don't take things personally. If somebody has a problem with you, it's not really you that's the problem. It's really they have their own problems. So don't take it so personally. Just do what's right always. And, you know, obviously, always listen to police officers. Never try to fight the law. You know, always comply. And you could do anything if you set your mind to it. You know, that's my personal opinion.
Frieda, we got a minute left. Can you wrap it up?
You know, that's right. You know, victimization never helps. You just become more of a victim, and people look at you as someone who's hopeless and helpless. We need to gain strength. That's why we have these leaders that we're interviewing, such as Eddie Sanchez, to show that that's the only way to go, with education, to be strong, to have a role model, even if you don't have one, to be yourself a role model, and stop complaining. Because what happens when you complain, you waste your energy and you use it in directions that will get you places deeper in trouble, not better, in a better place in your life. So let's look at that. Let's be courageous. Let's be strong. Let's fight together, all of us. We have the same cause. We want the same thing. But blaming others will get you nowhere.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.